there were two Russian boys. And I heard one say to the other, "Who can we talk to?" So I went up to him and I asked him in Russian, I said, "What do you want?" He says, "In that house, there's a man that killed an American fighter pilot that parachuted." So I went up there and I got a hold of him and took him. And in the meantime, they said, "There's also two Germans hiding out." And there was only two of us in there at that time, me and another boy. So I started toward the house and I saw this one person running up the stairs. So I started up the stairs after him. And halfway up, and I said, "Well, what are you doing?" I said, "You know, he's going to blow you away if he has a gun up there." But luckily, he decided to give up. And it was an officer and a private. So we had them, and they were in civilian clothes already. And I told them that I'm going to take them in. They asked if they can change into their uniform. And I said, "Well, I'll go ahead." And then I saw this young boy had the Iron Cross. And I told a Russian boy, I says, "I want that as a souvenir." And he tore it off of his tunic, and the kid went berserk. And he started towards me. And every time he took a step, you know, I said, "One more step and I'm going to shoot you," you know. And he would take another step. And now he's getting close to me. So he'd take another step. I said, "I'm going to shoot you if you take another one." He took another one. I took a step back. He'd take a step forward. I took a step back. And I'm thinking, shall I shoot him or not? And this officer, he just stood straight ahead and he didn't care what was going on. I couldn't believe it. I thought the officer would say, "You dummy, you know, he's going to kill you." And I decided it's not worth killing a guy for a medal, you know. So I give it back to him, and he snapped an attention. He says, "Thank you." You know, just, I thought it was so strange.